Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I'm on ABC's Star Guide, you know, big digital satellite. And we also, the network rents space on Clear Channel satellite. No connection to Clear Channel. You have to go to them. They're buying up the infrastructure. I'm also on Clear Channel during the day and at night. And starting in a few weeks, at night, I'll still be on Clear Channel and ABC during the day and the analog feed on G13. But starting in a few weeks at night, we're not sure of the date yet, I'll just be on the analog G13 and on the Clear Channel digital feed, and that and all those feed numbers and information are at GCNLive.com. Just a program note for stations, and you'll hear announcements on the satellite. Okay. Oh, I tell you, there is so much here to cover. I don't even know where to start. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And I want to get into the drugging of children. I want to get into they're about to start the smallpox and anthrax shots again for the troops. A bunch of technology developments that are very, very interesting that we'll be going over as well. And again, the toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Also, the UN is moving to take over the Internet and start taxing it in the name of saving you from spam. Why the spammers are so bad, we have to have world government. See, it's a global community. We have to have global government to stop it. So they're going to try to take over that free speech venue and regulate and control your speech and control domain names and the rest of it. So we'll go over that as well. But I want to hear from the listeners what you think. Just list evils this government's committed against their own minions, against their own people. And then ask people in government how you can violate the Constitution, how you can swear an oath to it and then do it, and then go along with this system against the people where we're, quote, the civilians and you are the authorities. No, you're civilians too. Civilians run this country. We're not in a military dictatorship. Then you're against the military. No, our military is sworn to stop a military dictatorship, which is being set up by the private banks that own our military-industrial complex. We were talking to Louie in down in South Texas, and he was bringing up how he sees right through the Republicans and Democrats, especially with this Bilderberg Group minion, with this Skull and Bones minion, Kerry. And so you can forget the presidential election. It's a big diversion. But go ahead and finish up your comments, Louie.
Well, all I wanted to say is that I have been straightened out about the left-right joke because... you know, 2 months ago when he, a month ago when this guy was only Senator of Bilderberg, I had a feeling that he was already the vice president, vice presidential candidate for Kerry, and you have said it and everybody else said it, and it's right in our face. I mean, it's in our face. It's ridiculous. And everything's fixed, but what can we do? Because the problem is, listen, only 1% of the people that I ever talk to will even think about listening to me.
Well,
I know pilots. I know people that work for the DOD. They won't listen. They will not listen to anything. I mean, it's scary to even say anything to anybody.
Well, I can tell you, sir, again, I have the opposite response, and I guess it's the area you're in.
It is.
There's really in El Paso, and it's just a big money-making operation, and people are all in the system, and they deep down know it's true. They just don't want to admit it. Hey, I appreciate your call. Take care of
yourself. Well, your movies are great, and I just want to tell you that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Okay.
I appreciate you getting them, and that support is vital to this broadcast. All right. We'll come back. Take more calls. Come on. Let's chronicle the evils of the globalists. What are examples of them even, you know, trashing their own minions? You know, the things we know they've done to the people. How many lies have they been caught in? Let's chronicle these. We'll be right back. Tons of news, your calls. I'm Alex Jones. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
I'm a nurse, and I injured my back, and I've lost 22 pounds and 9 inches. I would definitely recommend Vim & Vigor.
As far as losing weight, Vim & Vigor is the best investment I ever made. It actually works.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through collagenate from Vim & Vigor. Vim & Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim & Vigor's collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. Call Vim & Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. Get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends. We're now 8 minutes and 19 seconds into this third hour. About to go back to the wide open telephones, but first, a few news items that are of great importance. This is out of the PA News Channel. Another top bioweapons expert killed. It's over 50 now, folks. Dying in airlocks. In one case, the Washington Post reported on, a satanic cult cut one of their hearts out. Sounds crazy. It's true. People dying, vans jumping curbs, running over them, backing back over them. Down in Houston, people being shot in the back of the head, drowning in a puddle of water. And they're all engaged in U.S. bioweapons programs, or Russian, or Australian, or British. And they're involved in the development or the treatment or the identifying of it. People that could identify, oh, where that anthrax came from, or oh, where that weaponized smallpox came from, or how to treat it. And it says the pilot of an aircraft who died alongside 3 passengers when it crashed into a field was an expert in chemical and biological weapons that emerged today. Dr. Paul Norman, 52, of Salisbury, Wiltshire, was killed when the single-engine Cessna 206 he was piloting crashed into Devon on Sunday. A father and daughter also died at the scene. A 44-year-old parachute instructor and Royal Marine Major Mike Wiltz later died in the hospital. Could be an accident. But we've done the statistics on this about a year ago when it was only like 30-something, and it was just it was way off the charts. Something's going on. Dr. Norman, who was married with a 14-year-old son and 20-year-old daughter, it's got to be over 50. Last time we counted it up, it was like 54. I don't know what it is now. I just see these every few weeks. Dr. Norman, who was married with a 14-year-old son and 20-year-old daughter, was the chief scientist for chemical and biological defense at the Ministry of Defense Laboratory at Porton Down. And of course, the former head of Porton Down Bioweapons Lab was Dr. David Kelly, and he was seen by police with men in black uniforms standing around him who ran off, and then he had his wrist slit with no real blood and one undigested pill in his stomach. And he told friends, this has been in the mainstream news, that they're going to kill me. I'm going to be found dead in the woods if I don't shut up. So this guy, well, was the head there. Well, very dangerous. Of course, 4 years ago, it was the British government that released the foot and mouth from there, and that was admitted. They claimed it was an accident. Oh, let's just go back to the calls now. We'll never get to all of them. There's a bunch of other news here about the non-existent weapons of mass destruction and the blame game and a bunch of technology news, but let's go to Joshua in Texas. Joshua, welcome. Joshua and Linda just hung up. The next two callers. This is classic. Michael in Colorado. Michael, go ahead.
Hi, how's it going, Alex?
Good.
All right. I just seen some information on the internet not too long ago about something called NASA's Project Bluebeam. I'm not sure if you've heard of it.
Yes, I have.
Okay. I just found a lot of this information very interesting. Most people don't know about it. I'm not sure. Basically, I wanted to thank you for, you know, being out there doing what you can to help people get the fight going.
Thank you. I mean, yeah. What did you get? I mean, what did you hear about Bluebeam? Because I can tell you about it.
Well, a friend of mine had told me that they're going to be using, like, low-frequency radio waves, kind of like telepathy, to control people. I'm sitting here at the website right now. Okay, the first stage is to have precise earthquakes around the world, which result in new archaeological discoveries. Basically kind of downing the doctrine of most religions that are out right now.
Basically, first off, sir, I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay.
I need you to turn your radio off. Is your radio on? Yeah, just put that on, or whatever that is, that TV or whatever it is, turn it off because I'm having trouble following you. Did you turn it down?
Yeah, I just paused it.
Okay, good.
Internet broadcast.
Okay, good. Yeah, that'll be a couple minutes off. Okay, so continuing with what you were saying.
Okay, first they're talking about making earthquakes in certain precise locations around the world. That'll result in new archaeological discoveries revealing that all religions' basic doctrines have been misunderstood and misinterpreted. And secondly, they're going to create a gigantic space show with laser projections of multiple three-dimension holographic images worldwide. It will also appear to be the images of, like, God speaking in multiple languages. Thirdly, they'll use telepathy using ultra-low frequency, very low frequency, and low frequency radio waves, which will take the sound signal inside of their head, interlacing and interweaving it, making them think that this is a natural sound going through their, like, they're being talked to from the soul or whatever. And then fourth, there's going to be some electric, universal, or supernatural manifestation, basically to deceive people into thinking that there's a big alien invasion. Like, you notice there's been an increase in all of these different UFO sightings and movies, and it's like all this psyops getting everybody prepared for everything. But it just seems a little nerve-wracking that this is one of NASA's actual projects, and how Bush just sent out $86 billion to make sure that we're going to Mars. And
yeah, and how this works is it's like the old $500 hammer, $700 toilet seat. The hammers and toilets don't really cost that much.
Never.
And the money's not really going to that. It's going to black budgets, secret black bag, shadow government, which they now admit, by the way, operations. And you're right. Even Halliburton is getting a few billion off that to, quote, study drilling on Mars. So it's a perfect black box scam where, you know, the money goes in. We don't know where it goes. But let me tell you what we know about Bluebeam. There's a lot of people that claim they know all about it and embellish it and add things to it. We know that there has been a program called Bluebeam.
Mm-hmm.
Jane's Weapons Publications back in the early 90s reported they did do some tests in the Iraq War of projections, high-powered holograms that can, you know, show a 1,000-foot-tall Jesus or Muhammad or Buddha.
Yeah.
They admit the Baltimore no, it wasn't the Baltimore Sun. The Boston Globe reported late last year, and this is on the website in my DARPA Engineering and Beast System article that has most of the article's hyperlinks. We have a hyperlink to the article where they admit that DARPA, the Defense Department Advanced Research Project, has developed these cell tower type systems that literally can calm us or make us sick, and they admit they've developed this. And of course, 3 years ago, I had the CEO on of a company that's now in Tokyo and LA and other areas, Coke machines, soft drink machines that project audio to the skull where only you can hear it. Oh. And so that's admitted. That's part of Bluebeam Technologies. And they do have this, and they have other old-fashioned stuff like opiate knockout gases, helicopters on pads all over the country, ready to knock out whole cities.
Yeah, I have
all of that is there. The problem is they don't have the mass of personnel
to man all of that.
To man it, you know, it would take. That's why they've now announced a year ago, and now they're deploying them. Giant telecommunications / surveillance blimps. They're going to be private blimps with government control. That will be put up tens of thousands, I think they were saying like 80,000 feet in the air, that will be solar powered and will just kind of hover up there. Some will be tethered at lower levels, and then these can broadcast all of this, spy on us, project in clear weather, these hologram images. And yes, there is a government program, and the Clinton's former chief of staff runs the program at the Sci-Fi Channel. This has been in the Kansas City Star and the New York Times, a program promoting this UFO disclosure program. It's really a front for the government, and that is one of their ace in the holes to create a global crisis, to get us a unified behind world government, is to have a fake alien invasion.
Like all the movies they've had pressing our brains for all this time.
Well, yes, and I don't know if they'll ever activate the plan. But certainly they do have it, and that's why I like the Las Vegas lights.
Yeah.
They've been accompanied, if there's any low clouds, by people seeing lasers shooting from rooftops, and then suddenly, but you'll only see the laser where it's going through clouds, so you'll see a laser in a cloud, and then off 10 miles away, or 5 miles away, you know, there's this UFO doing all these perfect turns, these square turns at, you know, 3,000, 4,000 miles an hour. Oh, look, it's an alien! Look at that light! It looks like a disc! It's flying around! Meanwhile, people videotape lasers from rooftops and mountaintops shooting out, testing it.
Yeah.
So, yes, sir, they do have that.
It's getting crazy. And also, when you get a chance, I have a website here that has information on non-lethal weapons that highlights weapons that have been in effect since the early 90s that are actually capable of doing these types of things that you're speaking about.
Okay, what's the website?
A lot more. It's like www.adacomp.net /MC Henry/non-lethal.
Okay, hey, listen, I appreciate the call. Let's talk to Larry in North Carolina. Larry, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello, Alex.
Hello, sir.
I just wonder, you know all the Mexican trucks that the government has let come in?
Yes.
Well, you know, now that they're trying to get trade with Central America, they'll get more drugs and aliens in here.
Well, and they'll also get rid of one of the final industries where you could actually make a living at a higher blue-collar level.
Right.
The Mexican trucks get 3-4 cents a mile. We get 30-plus cents a mile. And they're not going to be under the same standards via NAFTA, and there'll be no way to compete. And the Supreme Court has said Bush can do this to us, and the Democrats love it.
Yeah, and then what will happen when the Mexican truck breaks down, one of our truckers has to go down and pick it up?
Well, on top of that, and I mean, I've already seen in test cases these Mexican trucks with, you know, flat tires, pieces of rubber flying. I mean, just pieces of junk. I've also seen some real nice ones, and to be fair.
Right.
But it's scary stuff.
It sure is.
Also, companies have gone down right down to the border. They just bring them across and hire them. And the point is, we can't compete with all this basic slave labor.
No. Uh-huh.
But don't worry, the American people are going to be under a microscope, Larry.
Oh, yeah.
We're all going to be under a microscope, but all these foreigners, oh, no problem for them.
Yeah, but won't the truckers coming in here be able to help Bush's votes?
Well, of course they will, but, I mean, it's not like the voting even matters. They've got their CIA voting machines in place in 30% of the country.
Right.
Anything else you want to add?
No, I appreciate your coming back to me.
All right, sir. Good to hear from you. I'd like to hear folks talk about evil the government's carried out that we know that's confirmed. We should really talk about that, callers. Stay with us. More news, more calls coming up.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a special offer to listeners of GCN Radio. Use the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights for your good, not the good of manipulating government agencies. Take control of your own destiny. GCN is contracted with Midas Resources for copies of the Citizen's Rulebook. This is more than a handbook. It is your guide to a freer life with less governmental interference. Here's the deal. Call MRI at 800-686-2237 and obtain two handbooks, one for yourself, one for a friend, and two silver dollars for just $24.95, shipping included. More than half these coins were melted under the Pittman Act of 1918 and later with a great silver run of the 70s and 80s. There are less than one of these coins surviving for every 20 persons in the United States. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Ask for the Freedom Handbook Special. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Thank you.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call CalBend toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalBendPureSoap.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, I've listed in the first and second hour many of the confirmed premeditated murderous activities of the globalists running our government. And the callers have called in with many fine points and interesting news articles and questions and comments. But really, we're going to continue with your calls and more news. I want to hear from people of examples of where we've been lied to, which is confirmed, and then no one's held accountable, or where the government's done horrible things to the people. It's an important process. It's what happened with the committees of correspondence leading up to 1776, as people listed the crimes of the government, listed what their rights were and how the government was violating them. It's an important process to get people out of denial, to face the confirmed, admitted things that have happened. Gershaw in Texas, go ahead, you're on the air.
Right. It's good hearing you. It's the first time I happen to hear you while changing my shortwave radio.
Well, good to have you on board with us, sir. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is simply this. I will run a few things down by you. Number one, many people might not be aware that the Republican Party right now is sending letters to all ministers and their first elders throughout the United States.
Asking for the names and information on all of their members.
That's correct. Second thing is looking at the transaction of the United States' role in the United Nations prior to the Saddam Hussein situation, we can say that America is moving in a lawlessness direction that is very strong.
Well, what's happening is, sir, the globalists are using us as the bad cop,
right,
then to make the UN look like the good guys.
Right. The other thing is that I noticed, and this is while observing the Bush campaign and administration from way back near the inauguration, it is obvious that there was an element of premeditated murder involved here, because he announced just around that time that the first thing will be on his agenda, and it came over on worldwide TV, that Saddam Hussein would really be involved there. The other thing is that I want to run by you, because I've been following his campaign, is that he claimed in his campaign that he was going to clean the White House when the
that it would be the most ethical, good group ever, and meanwhile we have Halliburton and Enron and the VP running Halliburton out of the White House. That's all admitted now, folks.
So
hundreds of billions of dollars of no-bid contracts, and the neocons say that isn't corruption?
Right. So the thing is, I am looking at the question here. Are we cleaning the White House of immorality and staining the carpet with Arab blood? The other thing is that I picked up on European stations and not in the United States is the fact that many people who surrendered hoping that they would be free in Afghanistan were placed in containers, and they were all killed.
Okay, that's old confirmed news.
Right,
our government
admits
that they put 3,000 innocent people in containers. Half of them died after 4 days inside, and they lined up the rest and machine-gunned them. And now the people that followed orders to do this are being charged with the Patriot Act, and so they can't expose that they were ordered to do it.
So I'm asking the question here rhetorically, as it were, if Saddam Hussein is guilty of murder of his own people...
And he is, under globalist control.
Right. Why is it we have the same type of exercise of killing people under this administration?
Yeah, look. They put his number five guy in as the president. They're putting all the Baathists back in because they were good old CIA boys back
in the
early 1980s.
So will we have another candidate also for mass murder charges? That's my question.
Well, look, I mean, you know, Saddam got up there last week and said this is all theater, it's all stage, and it is.
Yes.
You have an appointed government with Chalibi's nephew, the head judge, in a stage tribunal with Saddam with no lawyer, if it's even Saddam, he's got all these doubles, up there doing this, and it just reeks to high heaven. The military tried to keep it from even being televised.
Right.
And... None of it even holds water. I mean, look, if Saddam is guilty, which he is, who is more guilty, the Don or the Capo? The Don is more guilty.
Okay. Now, my last point here for your listeners is simply this. If we have a man praying to God and getting direction from God, where is the connection with the skull and bones commitment that churches who feel God is directing this country are falling for? Does God speak true? Cullen Bones commitment?
According to them, God speaks through Moloch. God speaks through Lucifer.
Yeah.
God speaks through lies and war and destruction of America. Thanks for the call. And it's a good point. I mean, people, it's out in the open, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, and praying at Shinto shrines and saying Allah is the same God. And according to them, that's Christian. That's Christian. Saying our troops will be under UN control and UN courts is conservative. I say it's not, but again, I guess I'm a liberal because I'm for smaller government. We'll be right back with more of your calls and more news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Is your daily commute a grind? If it wears on your patience, you'll be amazed at how it grinds on your car or truck too. Your engine and transmission wear away mile after mile and day after day. Hundreds of NT Oil Additive customers have reported increased fuel mileage. Fleets that conduct used oil analysis report up to 30% reduction in wear metals. NT Oil Additive is a 100% synthetic product made to perform. It really works. NT Oil Additive has been proven in many thousands of engines, manual and automatic transmissions, and other driveline components. Even in two-cycle engines. NT Oil Additive was developed for industrial uses. It works in heat exchangers, air compressors, vacuum pumps, and air tools. Gearboxes and hydraulic systems can operate up to 18 degrees cooler with NT Oil Additive. Diesel engines thrive on it too. To place your order, call King Oil Company at 800-647-4079. We accept MasterCard and Visa. The order department is open from 8 to 5 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and on Saturday until noon. That's 800-647-4079.
Stop paying over $2 an ounce for fresh wheatgrass juice at your local juice bar. Did you know you can grow and juice your own fresh, healthy wheatgrass in your own kitchen for only pennies an ounce? It doesn't take much space, just a small area of countertop, windowsill, or porch, and you can have fresh, juiceable wheatgrass in only 10 days. Growing your own wheatgrass is not only healthy, but it's a fun hobby too. Wheatgrasskits.com is your one-stop source for all your wheatgrass needs. Wheatgrasskits.com carries a full line of wheatgrass, barley grass, sprouting, herb and salad green growing kits, including a full line of growing supplies, mini greenhouses, manual and electric juicers, flaxseed grinding supplies, soy milk making kits, and much more. Go online and check them out at www.wheatgrasskits.com or call 801-375-2250. That's 801-375-2250. Wheatgrasskits.com.
Let me ask the listeners a question. Again, do any of you want to list the crimes of the New World Order, list the lies of the New World Order? And what do you think some of the criminal things they've done to the population are? Like, I can personally think of hundreds, listed dozens in the last couple hours. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Daryl in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yes, Alex, and I want to address the, give you an answer to your question, and you're aware of all of these, and this is the American wing of the New World Order, but their horrible treatment of America's fighting men and veterans. First you had the atomic guinea pigs in the late 40s and 50s. Then you had our veterans suffering from Agent Orange in the wake of the Vietnam War. Then you had veterans suffering from Gulf War illness in the wake of Gulf War I. Then you had this issue they really hate, the POW/MIA issue, where over 15,000 of our men, servicemen, were liberated by the Soviet Red Army, taken to Siberia. They did nothing to get those
men. I thought it was 22,000.
Well, they'll admit to a minimum. Some records will show about 15,000. But you're right, Alex. There's probably closer to 20,000. I'm giving you conservative figures. There's probably a combined total of 10,000 from the Vietnam War and the Korean War put together of MIA POW. And then a lot of folks don't know about this. In the Cold War, we had a lot of reconnaissance aircraft shot down, and some of those men are still in POW MIA status. And, Alex, I used to fly reconnaissance aircraft against the Soviet Union. And I remember when I went through survival school, they promised us, oh, well, if you're ever shot down in over enemy territory, and we didn't fly over enemy territory, we flew off in the ocean, but if you're ever captured, taken into enemy territory, we'll let no stone unturned. We'll send in the Marines to get you out. We'll send in fighter cover to, you know, blow the enemy up, and we'll never leave you behind, Alex. And, you know, they lied. They left so many of our men behind. But there's a, as you, I believe, have mentioned on your program, they treat our veterans, they kick them off to the side of the road after the war. It's a cry and shame, and that's a very...
Well, look at the depleted uranium, and that they bomb the military sites, then have our troops move into them, and they blood test them, and they're full of radiation, and then they get no treatment for it.
And those, it's going to be the same thing. They waited till most of the veterans were dead from Agent Orange before they even admitted that it was a problem, and we're going to have the same thing with the depleted uranium. You watch 10, 15, 20 years down the line when these guys all start dying from
the
radiation.
You don't have to wait that long. We've had the head of the radiation department on, Dr. Rocky, and he literally wrote the book on it, and he says 4,000 have died.
Well, everyone on his team is dead as far as I know, except him. Of course, they got a lot more exposure because they were supposedly going around cleaning it up. But I think there's a prime example, Alex, is our MIA POW and, of course, all of the experimentation, which also included LSD and other things and biologicals and chemicals and plus shipping a lot of the, getting the information from the Japanese scientists.
Not to mention the government shipping in the narcotics. They've been caught hundreds of times. I mean, it goes on and on. But, you know, a former military person yourself, I mean, what would you like to say to the military and the police and the FBI out there about who they're serving and what they should do?
I think that every military and police officer ought to know that their oath, if they still take one, is to the U.S. Constitution and to the American people. It's never to a government. It's never to a Fuhrer or president. It is to the U.S. Constitution and the American people. And watch out, because just the record of the MIA POW ought to tell you that. They'll lie to you to get you go off and fight, wave the flag. The people wave the flag back here, and they'll leave you behind. And that's something to think about. They don't care about millions of people dying in world wars. They orchestrate them. They make money by funding both sides. And they're just monsters, Alex, the people at the top. They don't care about your son, your daughter, and it's never their son or their daughter, almost never, of a congressman or a president or vice president that goes off and fights in these wars.
Yeah, the last person I can think of was Joseph Kennedy's son.
Right. And he ended up getting killed.
Yeah, he did.
So anyway,
piloting from a chase plane, drones.
And let me say one final thing, Alex. And your videos are the best out there. I just got your one that George Humphrey had put out. That's a good video also in his booklet. But I still think that your two videos, the 911 Road to Tyranny and the Masters of Terror, are the two best out there for waking folks up to what happened not only at 911, but the history of these globalists of orchestrating wars, burning down their own Reichstag building or burning down Rome. It's just their normal modus operandi, and I urge people to get those videos. I think your third best one is the Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Buy those three videos and get them out to police and military, because I've had great luck showing them to them. They love your videos.
What response have you gotten showing it to police and military?
I didn't actually show it to them. I'd give them to several police officers, and then invite their fellow police officers to come in and watch them with them. And everyone that I gave out, Alex, I had several police officers coming back saying, when's Alex's next video out? When's Alex's next video out? They couldn't wait to get the next one to show them to their friends. And as you pointed out on your show frequently, that a lot of the police officers are aware of corruption, what's going on, and it doesn't take much to wake them up as to how the top
level... Well, I found with my films, especially people in the system, they watch them and they go, yeah, I was told that. Yeah, I've seen that. And then they already had all the dots. We just connect them and go,
exactly.
Okay, what do you see?
Exactly, Alex. So I just urge everyone to get your videos. Don't wait for a year or 2 years. We may not have that. I don't know how much time we have left in this country. But you've heard them say that the next terrorist event, Tommy Franks and General Ralph Eberhardt, others, that, oh, we're going to have troops in the streets. We may have to cancel the election. Constitution will be gone. So,
well,
that time to take action now.
The head of the Federal Elections Commission last week said we may cancel the election.
Right. And, of course, as you've mentioned also, the mechanisms for the draft are being put in. They've got probably floating 10 or 12 different proposals around.
Oh, but that's an urban legend. Doesn't matter if the bill's introduced and senators are calling for it.
I believe it was S-89 and H.R. 163 are two of the ones that are
out. That's just two of them, but again, it's an urban legend.
Right, and it's a universal draft. Most of those proposals, it'll take both men and women, your sons and daughters and granddaughters.
Oh, but it's not true. It doesn't exist. You made it up.
And we, for one thing, Alex, we don't want our women in combat. There's no reason to even put them in combat support, have them anywhere.
Well, the Israelis and Russians have tried it, and they pull them out. It doesn't work.
The Russians used them to drive tanks to the front net, but basically they didn't use them in fighting. The Israelis used them for a little bit, and
yeah, that's
they
all they used women for was to load them off tank, load them off railheads, drive them 50 miles to the front.
But,
you just don't want to. Plus, a man behaves differently when a woman beside him gets her guts blown out.
Exactly. It's barbaric to put women anywhere where they can be captured. It's bad enough for men. So I just say God bless you and Violet, and thank you for all your hard work, Alex.
All right. Thank you, Daryl, and God bless you. I appreciate the support. Look, folks, the Private Lynch thing produced by Jerry Bruckheimer, that was produced by him, whole fable, she called it. And then the people in the unit and those that saved her blew the whistle, and then five of them got their heads blown off within a week, and suddenly she went public and said, it's all fake, because she would have, Private Lynch had an automobile accident today. We will always remember our hero. All those that blew the whistle and said it was fake died, but she went public quick enough. She was next, trying to keep that fable going. That was meant to sell us on women in the military. So if you like that movie production, you know. Let's talk to Mark in Louisiana. Mark, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Hey, listen, I've got your videos and stuff, and I show them to people, and it's rather disheartening sometimes when I show them to family and friends, or try to show them to family and friends.
Well, a prophet isn't accepted in his own country. I'm not saying you're a prophet. I'm just saying in that mode. And you heard a caller earlier say nobody listens. The last caller says almost everybody listens. That's been my experience. Then you say it's disheartening. Family thinks you're putting them down. Salesmen will tell you this. It's hard to sell your own family or spouse or neighbors. It's very easy to sell people you don't know. Because, all this family infighting has been engineered into us. So I wouldn't waste your time on family and friends. I'd move on to almost total strangers.
Well, okay, I just... You know, you want to prepare the people that you care about the most, because, you want to see them make it through, So that was basically my question, was what advice you had for us that do get disheartened about the whole rejection of those. They don't even want to, even if you tell them and show them, they still don't want to believe it. They say, well, I just don't believe it.
So you show, they'll watch the videos?
Well, like this one friend of mine. You know, he's watched bits and pieces of it when I could get him to watch it, and then I tell him, I say, look, he's all for Bush, and I said, well, look, Bush has done more to eviscerate the Constitution and the Bill of Rights than any other president alive, and he's like, well, I just don't believe it, and I said, well, look, watch this, he's like, oh, I just don't believe it, no matter what you say, I just won't believe it, it's crazy.
Well, I would just, pearls before pigs, I wouldn't waste your time with that. I mean, if somebody just says, I don't believe it, and then that's their debate, and so the doctor says you have brain cancer, and the first thing is, I don't believe it. The country has brain cancer, and they just go, I don't believe it. But I would just move on to other people. You'll find folks that want to be informed and want to get involved.
Okay, well, thank you, Alex. Good luck to you.
Hey, I appreciate it, and thanks for taking action and trying to wake people up. Also, a lot of people that watch the videos won't believe it now. And then later they'll hear it later in the news, or later they'll be abused by the system and they'll go, I heard that. So it's like you plant seeds in a field and then a lot of them don't come up 1 year, but maybe 2 years down the road or 3 years down the road, they call them volunteers, you got a whole crop of winter wheat out there that did come up and you didn't even plant the field that year, but there was lots of rain. And the tyranny is the rain. The tighter they squeeze, the more resistance. So a lot of people are in denial because they don't see it touching them. They will get out of the denial as they get squeezed tighter. So just keep planting seeds. Move on. Don't pay attention to, people that just... I mean, if somebody wants to argue with you or bring up points, that's somebody that you can talk to. Or if they're open and want to discuss, spend time with them. But if they just laugh at you out of hand and go, government's God, government never did anything wrong, just say government does anything wrong and should be watched and controlled, that's crazy. Well, then the Founding Fathers are crazy and history's crazy. But, I mean, these are masters of denial, masters of being lazy, you know, just kings of staying out of it. I mean, we're a nation of spectators, my friends. People don't want responsibility, and so they're going to be slaves. All right, let's talk to Jay in Colorado. Jay, go ahead. Jay hung up. What's up with callers calling and hanging up? Who's up next? Chris in California. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Hey, I thought it was appropriate you touched on brain cancer in the to the last caller. One of the things I'm calling about to kind of chronicle the globalist tyranny is, you know, the above-ground atomic and nuclear testing in Nevada that happened through the late 40s and all through the 50s, pretty much.
Also went on during the 60s.
Yeah, and there was this one time when a whole cloud of it blew over southern Utah and just killed a bunch of sheep, you know, like millions of sheep. And then people started getting sick. And the government still pretty much claims national security. Orrin Hatch actually managed to set up some sort of a compensation fund that gives these so-called downwinders, you know, like $50,000 a piece or something if they meet all this criteria.
If they jump through 500 hoops, spend $25,000 on lawyers and
years of phone calls with the bureaucrats in Washington, all this other crap, and like...
Sir, please watch your language.
I'm sorry, excuse me.
We have a lot of children listening.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
It's just, you know, my father was one of them, and I've been through it, and so I'm very emotionally attached.
No, I understand, and you know, the above-air testing was horrible. It's the radiation level of the earth is much higher now because they've done this, and they just don't care. And they don't even, their own people running the programs got sick and died from it. And
now I hear Bush wants to, you know, if he hasn't already, just break a lot of these.
And he wants to start above-ground nuclear testing again.
Exactly. And that's the word I wanted to get out. And besides just saying thank you for everything you're doing, you've been a real inspiration to me. I've started putting my art on the web, and I hope people can get to it. So
your art on the lab?
Yeah, I've started a little T-shirt shop. I started putting some art on. Actually, one of my pictures was on your site for a while. It was great. It said,
Wonderful, my friend, and I want you to keep it up. God bless you. Take care. Oh, my goodness. Boy, I tell you, what are we going to do, people? What are we going to do? There's so many things they've done to us, and they're social Darwinists, and social Darwinists believe in social evolution, that they're the elite, they're ruthless, they can feed on us like cattle, like bugs, they call us bugs, because we're dumb and aren't fighting them, because we aren't involved, because we're stupid, and that they have a right to do whatever they want because it's survival of the fittest. And so they're breeding us to be stupid, mindless idiots. And to watch people defend a system that's chewing their guts out makes me angry. Who's up next here? Scott, who should I go to next? Joe in Wisconsin. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
You asked for insidious examples of government inaction. I've got one for you.
Government evil, yeah.
Oh, yes. This is kind of going along the NAFTA rails. It's temporary agencies in Milwaukee. They depress the wages and all the evil that comes from that. You'd think that the world's number one employer would be like Walmart or Mickey's. No, it's called Manpower. And what it does is it says that it'll hire people for temporary purposes, you know, filling in here, and if we like you, we'll hire you. Problem is, I know people that have worked for years being a temporary worker, and you don't get any benefits. You basically get the NAFTA treatment. And
well, that's it. And then they set up these day labor sites, like here in Austin, that is openly for illegal aliens, and they discriminate against citizens, whether they're Hispanic or black or white, and the big corporations lobby for it, and then they've got the slave labor to drive down the wages even lower.
Of course, because why hire somebody for three times the wage when you can get this guy walked in off the street for one-third of what you have to pay somebody else. You don't give them benefits. Basically, how you bust unions.
And then you design the system where the illegals live into a house, but to be a citizen in the system, there's no way to pay the taxes, the fines, the fees, the regulation. Then they force you into welfare, and the welfare there, the CPS breaks up your family. They force your children on drugs, on these deadly vaccines. Oh, you don't have to take the vaccines, but if you're on welfare, you do. And then they can't get you on welfare. They get you into the criminal justice system with millions and millions of people in these private prisons getting 20 cents an hour, even displacing the illegal aliens to the point that some illegal aliens are leaving.
Well, it's sad to hear that the truckers are losing their jobs down there, because right now that's about all that the United States has left for growth industry. I mean, I see RPNs, LPNs, those are registered nurses that need filling positions, and healthcare is the growth industry, but other than that, I don't see anything growing in this city or anywhere else. And it's
service industries, that's all we've got left. And even those are breaking down. And I mean, how do you live on $7 an hour? How do you raise a family? I mean, I know people working 60, 70 hours a week, hard working, 2 degrees, and, they work for corporation part-time, and they work at the grocery store the rest of the time, and both parents are working. That's how they want it, so the kids are in school being brainwashed.
You're being controlled.
I love the New World Order. Thanks for the call. Great points. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Russell in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, pleasure to listen to you. You must have the most educated, well-knowledged people, I think, on the planet that listen to your show.
We have a lot of great people, yes.
Yeah, you do, and you should be proud of yourself because it gives me hope to listen to so many people out there that know what's going on. And talk about how this government has been corrupt for probably well over 100 years. Probably it dates back a lot further than that, but the past 100 years we've been seeing the New World Order come down on our heads.
And now it's just mass looting, just pell-mell, unbridled corruption running wild.
Absolutely. It's everywhere you look at, and it's spiritual. But you talk about these people that are in denial, and isn't it sad when your own family members, people in your own family that should listen to you, call you a wacko or discredit you or try to say, well, you know, we're not going to bother looking at this evidence. We're just going to flick it all off because it can't be happening. This can't be happening.
That's right. It can't happen here. Well, that's because they don't know history, so they're doomed to repeat it. The norm is corruption and evil and wickedness. That's what made America special, is we weren't as bad as other countries. And now we're becoming a shining example of evil.
That's right. We're repeating Germany all over again, it seems, doesn't it?
With a high-tech overlay.
Yeah, with a high-tech overlay. I've sent out emails to people regarding the Northwood documents. Silverstein claiming the World Trade Center. They pulled World Trade Center 7. All the news articles going back to 1995 that relate to potential terrorist attacks using airliners to run into buildings, especially mentioning the World Trade Center. I've talked about the Federal Reserve and the usury debt banking system. People see all this stuff. They can't deny it. They can't disprove it, but yet they don't want to believe it. It's absolutely amazing, Alex.
Well, remember, though, people that want to be cattle or furniture don't count the equation. It's us against the globalists. And the 5% that's really awake, and I'd say it's more than that, in the country, outnumber the globalists and their minions thousands to one. We've all got to stand up and be leaders. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from
Thanks.
You. One final caller, Harry in Colorado. Harry, go ahead.
Hey, thank you, Alex.
You bet.
I'd like to share this, that I want to get a point out real quick. Mercy triumphs over judgment. I'd like to explain how that works. Let's consider the government 30% is all good, 68% is corrupted, and 2% are either evil or ignorantly evil. If we work on that and say that those 98% need a refuge, it changes our motives. And those motives being changed in such a matter, we're doing everything for our government's good. And then if they do a night of breaking glass, as Hitler did, then when that happens, if they do this, what it did is it made everybody look bad and united the government into one against the public and suspicion of the public. But if we express motives that are pure, then the government, suddenly the compromise become our, all of a sudden our neighbors want to have a refuge for our leaders. If we go for a refuge for our leaders, you'll have the CIA, FBI, ATF all on your side.
Okay, I got to let you go. We're out of time, and I don't have enough time. You can call back later to get into psychological discussions. But great broadcast today. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central during the day, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, of course, every evening. On the Global Shortwave during the day at 94.75, at night at 3210, or on your local AM or FM station. And, of course, don't forget the new website, prisonplanet.tv. Want the toll-free number to order my videos or books or the other videos and books we carry? It's 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or prisonplanet.com or infowars.com to order via our safe, secure shopping cart. Or just go watch all the films for 15 cents a day at prisonplanet.tv and read our books. All right, as I said, back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow. Get out there and stand up against tyranny. Defend your family.